Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Stand Up For News. Take it away, James. Let them know who we are.
It's Thursday night. Here. It's 8:30. It's Stand Up For News. We're Stand Up Comics, you guys, and we tell the news. I'm your host, Mac James Esterline. This is my co-host, Robin Macho Woman Savage. Say hello.
Hello, brother.
Hey there, brother.
This is my other co-host, the amazing Manny Avila.
Stand Up Comic. Como Manny. Está? Como está?
Say hello. Well, you already did. I wasn't ready. I'm sorry. Usually I am. In the studio, we have a Stand Up For News correspondent, musical guest as well. He's back, Donnie Stopa. Yes, welcome. And then we have a special guest, our guest Derek Meyer, stand-up comic, and Booker. Say hello.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, Tampa? And how you doing, St. Pete and Clearwater?
And he brought a guy with him. This guy hit me in the head with a stop sign once while I was on stage because I ran the light. He ran up and hit me with a stop sign, you guys. It was crazy. He knocked me out cold almost.
I got you.
George Alger, say hello.
Hey!
Thank you for having us. Basically, what we do is we are stand-up comics and we tell the news. Stand up for news.
Clap, clap.
Stand up for news.
Bow, bow.
We'll stand up for you. Woo-hoo. You can stand up too.
Don't sit down.
Don't sit down.
No, no.
Stand up now.
Stand up now.
Stand up for news.
Woo-hoo.
Stand up for news. Stand up for news. All right. We go counterclockwise, starting with me, Mac James, your host, and I'm going to start the news out with some funny stuff, you guys. Last night in D.C., a man was shot and killed at the local rec center. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
He got wrecked, all right.
I don't get it, James. What do you mean?
Three Chinese astronauts docked early on Wednesday on their country's space station. Manny's laughing because I already told him the punchline. They will hook up with three other crew members already on board. The group will pass the time by playing board games and Chinese checkers, or as they call them, just checkers.
I actually, for the record, was laughing as soon as you said two Chinese men were docking. I was that immediately got me.
Well, for the first time that Joe Biden said something correctly, we caught Nancy Pelosi clapping in the background for him. But I'm pretty sure that's not the first time she's given him the clap.
Thanks for that addition, Derek Meyer. Very funny.
On Thursday in Hillsborough, a man was arrested for impersonating a tranny at a gay nightclub. He was easily to spot out, leaving the toilet seat up and the only one not drinking Bud Light. Deputies say everything would have been okay if he would have just stayed at the house that night and did his husbandly duties.
All right, so it looks like they conclude the investigation about the cocaine found in the alleged cocaine found in the White House. So it turns out it was all just white supremacy because they're trying to spread that white powder. Hello.
I like it. I'm surprised because I thought the only thing Joe Biden sniffed was little girl's hair, but I guess we'll keep it up. I guess we'll keep that moving. So, all right. So an 11-year-old boy caught a fish with human-like teeth in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma pond, yeah. Scientists were shocked to discover that the fish had better teeth than most Floridians.
That's so Polk County.
Hey, is that Russell we have here?
Yes, yes.
All right, let's go.
Welcome, Russell Maxmania. How are you doing?
Yes, I had a situation I'd take care of, so there it is.
Welcome to the show. Did you bring some news to stand up for?
It's more of a sit down kind of thing. The sit down news, as opposed to the other one with an H in it. We won't say what it is. So, let me see. I'll get to a little quickie one here.
As we all think of what perverted word starts with H.
it's X rated. It's X rated WrestleMania. Okay. You know, Ron DeSantis recently was in a car crash. It was just his little posse. It was nobody else involved in it. Unfortunately, it was only a crash, unlike his campaign, which was crash and burn.
Big time. reckless drunk driver, probably Bob Huggins. he runs his boat onto a shore up in Massachusetts and lands on top of a residential home nearby. The owners didn't even press charges, though. They said they always wanted a boathouse. So this show is brought to you by Ma Jointment, the topical ointment, CBD and THC infused, kills pain in 5 minutes. You just heard Dawn Reese's show. She has loved the stuff. She tried it. Your husband still using it, Robin?
Yeah, every night. It makes his stuff feel better.
Contact.
I got free. That makes all stuff, all things great.
Contact me at 727-479-5861, and I will get you a free sample or hook you up with a bottle if you're, we have customers now buying this stuff. At work, I do too.
Everyone wants their stuff to feel great,
That is a sponsor. We have a new sponsor called the Birdie Bar on on Belcher and Largo. We're going to be doing a show 2 weeks from yesterday on Wednesday.
On Wednesday,
7:30 to 9:30, open mic, and we're going to pick a great feature that night. We've just sold the deal before we came on the show. Robin pretty much pitched the whole thing, killed it.
It's a beautiful stage.
Silver
it's,
tongue.
It's, yeah, yeah, I know.
Actually, I just cried.
I know a few of those.
Just like if you say yes, it'll get out of here quicker.
Let's go. We'll have much more information about it next Thursday, but save the date. 2 weeks from yesterday on a Wednesday at 7:30, and it's called the Birdie Bar on Belcher.
Yeah,
it's on Belcher.
Yep.
The Birdie Bar.
The Birdie Bar. There's only one.
It's going to be a Birdcage open mic with a comedy show. We'll have a great host, and we'll have a nice paid feature coming.
If you're really bad, people give you the birdie.
Oh yeah, I was waiting for a Birdcage reference from you, Russell.
And a Birdcage reference. Oh, that's the La Caja Fall.
All right. Well, our guest is here. We got to give him a quick interview. When did you start comedy, Derek Meyer?
All right, I started comedy in 2004.
All right, you're a veteran.
Yep, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Betty White came up to me and she said, "Well, who's this handsome young man?" I said, "Well, who's this beautiful young lady?" Mm-hmm. She said, "Sweetheart, I'm 87 years old and I am getting, some play tonight." So I decided to tell her if she shared that room key with me, I'd show her 50 Shades of Golden.
she wants to be an Xbox fan.
We all know you're a great paid comic. I know you're a big shot, so I don't like to give too many crazy questions on life stories because we all have material we like to talk about here. So where's your favorite open mic that you've been to in Tampa Bay? I've seen you at a bunch of them. You booked me for stuff. I love coming to your rooms. I've helped you and your son get on a couple of them too. We work together a lot. What's your favorite open mic to go to?
So my favorite open mic right now, after the Lizard, I would say is Ordinance 1. The guy Stefano down there.
Yeah, he's been on our show.
Shout out to Stefano.
Yeah. Yeah. Stefano Capocato, very funny. New comic, up and comer. Runs his own rooms, too. Yep. Let's get back to the news real quick. Over to you, Robin.
Okay. Mitch McConnell froze mid-speech yesterday. He was escorted away by fellow Republicans. He later confessed that he was actually picturing all of Congress in their underwear.
Oh, man. That's a tough picture, dude.
I gave my phrase out.
Please. I think he's make anybody all nervous. Congress in their underwear.
We noticed that there might be another scandal. Now, this is pure conjecture, okay? Hunter Biden was caught with a woman of the night. Well, the big man told him to hold the receipt so we can have a tax write-off at the end of the day.
Write it off as white powder.
Mr. Alger.
Ah, hello.
Mr. Alger, how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing it for about 40 years.
40?
Yes, sir.
4 years?
I was in special ed classes all growing up, and the only thing I was good at was being the class clown and having fun. But about 10 years ago, I decided to give it a shot. I made everybody laugh at a party and went and started at Comedy Zone out in Jacksonville, Florida. Then, a few months into it, I started kind of wanting to do my own thing and start producing my own shows. just put it out there to the universe. I'm a big nerd.
You booked me for a show.
Yep.
And then you hit me with a stop sign.
Yeah. that was really awesome.
Respect
that
the light.
You broke it.
Now, do you always assault your guests when you invite them on? Or is that a...
I had a toy guitar and you broke it. It was Gibby.
That was Mac James.
Mac James.
Mac James don't play. And I did ask him to get off stage there, and he did some things I can't say on the radio.
I said, no one tells Mac James to get off stage, Jabroni. Know your role and shut your mouth.
And I told the DJ, I was like, yo, DJ.
And then he hit me with a stop sign.
Hook a brother up with that stop sign.
It doesn't matter if you give me the light. And then you hit me with a stop sign.
That's right.
Yeah. We planned it all out, but everybody thought it was real. It was funny.
It was really awesome. Y'all should really look it up. I think it's on YouTube.
You got any more stand-up for news stories for me?
Oh, yes, sir. Last Saturday at the Palm Harbor Trailer Park in Pinellas County, a woman was given her first award for the sperm bank most deposits in a month.
Trailer Park
her
news.
Husband commented,
I have that title in Lakeland.
This is a true honor that her picture is now in the lobby of the facility, but her breath these days is not even the old school brown Listerine able to do anything with it.
Not even the old school Listerine?
Nope. It is ruined.
It's pine salt.
Back to you, Donnie.
All right. So I can't actually verify the source of this next story, but I will say, it was reported to me just now that Mr. Joe Biden was actually he was accused of doing some plagiarism. Apparently, one of his speeches had a portion of it from a very popular song back in the day. And then when he gave it away, when he said, my name is Kid Rock.
I believed he was accused of plagiarism. I just thought you were going to say he was accused of pronouncing plagiarism. I don't think that's, you know. Speaking of the Bidens here, Hunter Biden's plea deal was questioned, delayed, and ultimately rejected by the judge earlier today. I don't know if you guys heard that. The judge said the plea deal was too generous and grew a little suspicious when he read that it included two subsidized hookers per week and four crack rocks.
All right, my Lakeland princess.
Not off our taxpayer money, you know?
What's up, my Lakeland princess?
Oh, no, I'm not a princess. I'm a full-fledged queen. Okay, never forget that.
I actually thought he was referring to me, but that's fine.
Talk to me about some news
you
in Lakeland.
You could be, yes. All right, you know, recently, of course, Sinead O'Connor died.
Yeah.
And her death was determined not to be suspicious. Now, if this would have happened like 20 years ago, you knew the Catholic Church should have killed her off.
Yeah.
Maybe they waited until now, though. But as we all say, nothing compares to you.
Yeah. Nothing compares to meeting the Pope in hell if she goes to hell.
She'll be there playing poker. I'd like to see her up there, though, in heaven playing, you know, write music with Prince and have a good time.
She probably has a good poker face, I can imagine. Yeah. You know?
Well, last week, Russia batters Ukraine, their grain infrastructure, for the fourth night in a row. You guys battered them. Yeah. Many innocent people are going to starve to death because their food supply is going to run out. But I don't really care. As long as they deep fry it after they batter it, I'm cool with it. I love deep fried food. And, I tried to watch the video about it, but it was too grainy.
Oh. You're
welcome.
Okay. Where's the whistle?
Radio Land.
Oh, yeah.
I got the whistle here.
Give the whistle for that one.
There we go. My drug is complete with the whistle.
Yeah, one might say that joke was the bomb.
Okay, designs for a Las Vegas mass shooting memorial features a garden path and 50 beams of light. Jason Aldean commented, 50 beams of light, try that in a small town.
You know, speaking of the food, we had a bunch of vegans take to the streets downtown and protested the synthetic meat. They don't mind it as long as it's canned meat.
In other news,
this past week, Biden endorsed a new slogan for Bud Light. If you ain't gay, then you don't drink Bud Light. And he approves this message.
Donnie, did you want to sing us a song? You brought the cool guitar.
Yeah, I'd love to, man.
I know you got a lot of funny songs. You want to sing one?
Yeah, do some silly songs. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, because I'm getting ready for the comedy rock show. If you didn't know, I'm getting ready for the comedy rock show September 9th at the Brass Mug in Tampa.
September 9th.
Yeah, we're doing that September 9th. Tampa. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So this one, you know, actually is very relevant to the news recently. So and it has to do with the you know, the current administration. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit. So this is actually when Obama found out that Joe Biden would become the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. This song is actually about that. Here's the chorus. Say it ain't Joe. Whoa, whoa. He lives in an underground bunker. Okay, and this part's actually Hunter Biden right here. Dear Daddy, I write you because I've lost my laptops. I've cleaned up except crack pipes. You know I love them crack drugs. This bottle of sleep pills, he's mixed up with awake pills. Like father, inept father, he sleeps and Kamala just shrugs. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let me be clear.
Say it ain't Joe. Whoa, whoa. He made the Taliban stronger.
Everybody clap. Come on.
Clap, he said everything else.
Come on, man.
We're clapping at the song.
Woo!
Yeah, you have to be sure we were applauding at this song and not that Biden made the Taliban stronger, right? That's not what we're applauding for, right?
There we go.
That's not what we were applauding for, right?
All right, so radio network.
Unfortunately, my first three jokes were my better ones for you guys, but authorities called off a Berlin lioness alarm. So in Berlin, they're saying that they found no evidence that the lioness was ever escaped at all. And when authorities questioned a man who initially reported it, he said when he stated that there was a feline predator on the loose, he was referring to his 50-year-old divorced neighbor.
I know her.
Pinellas County man gets 45 years for killing a couple on a tandem bike during a drunk driver incident crash, you guys. Yeah, guess who's going to be ridden like a tandem bike now for the next 45 years?
Drop the soap.
Real quick one. I want to move them along. Last week in Orlando, a man was brutally attacked in an AMC movie theater. The attacker is still at large. After having to see Barbie, I too feel like punching someone in the face repeatedly.
You saw Barbie?
For the radio show, yeah. For the news.
Sure, for research purposes.
For the news, you guys.
Yeah. I don't have a collection.
I wouldn't call it that.
We all know that's not true, Russ.
Russell's
all with his Barbie dolls right now.
That's all I see in the barn now, Barbie drag.
Okay, to add on what this gentleman here was talking about with the meatless protest, more than 100,000 people in the U.S. have become allergic to red meat. It's been triggered by tick bites. The side effects include listening to them talk about their new vegan lifestyle.
No.
Hey, Russell.
I would rather take whatever sickness that medicine is for.
Russell Mania had a show at the garage, man, and I saw the videos, and what kind of crowd was that?
The crowd was a poppin'.
How many people were there?
They kept coming in and out outside. I would say probably 150, 200.
Nice. We're going to have a show there in September, right?
Yes, I have my monthly show there in September. It'll feature drag queens, go-go boys, and comedians.
Yep, I booked Al Canning. And Nathan Gilardi and myself.
Yeah, what if you're only into two of those three things, Russ? I don't
then you go out in the patio and smoke.
Yeah, go out and smoke, bud. All right, back to the news. Hey, Derek Meyer, what'd you bring to the table for us again?
Well, I was just thinking, if John F. Kennedy was today, he would have that funny accent, you know, on behalf of Bobby, Terry, Jackson, Diane. I'd like to say one thing here. We put a man on the moon. But that guy, Barack Obama, put a man in the ladies' room.
I resemble that comment.
Hot.
Tonight, our big story, finally, after years of searching, Mexico's biggest weed smuggler was finally found. After his lead lieutenant, Juan Benito Valchevez de Cinco Jr., was finally found. After working with local dispensaries, a recall was made after his world-famous Acapulco Gold was apparently, they smelled like a urine and gave people the Hershey skirts. Oh. Detectives followed Juan Benito back to his apartment. And holy crap, please tune back in at 10 for the rest of this.
How did we afford the license out Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah, I got excited. I thought that was my dad for a second. I was like, Daddy, you? I was like, Bobby? Is that you?
Daddy!
Bobby!
All right, that was the Cheech and Chong section of the show. We're going to... It did sound like John... Not Tommy Chong, the other guy. Cheech!
Cheech!
Okay, so check this one out. This is actually interesting. So, Jason Aldean, he's very controversial right now. Turns out I found the original lyrics to that song. So, as you may know, you may not know, Jason Aldean is allegedly the president of his HOA, okay? So, the original song went a little something like that. Or something like this. Got a bunch of yard clippings on the sidewalk. Don't jack with that old lady, look like Betty White. Got your son selling lemonade, he's only four. You think it's cool? Well, you could dispute if you like. You think you're tough? Try that in the suburbs. See how I dispute your gate code. Around here, you take care of your own. Okay, that's it. Your yard's overgrown.
Oh, no. I was waiting for more. I want that second verse, baby. You know?
None of that really happened. Okay.
Oh, man.
I have to say that before and after. Yeah.
Seriously.
We're going to try that in a trailer park here in Polk County. Yeah. Well.
So you're not interested in going out with me on Tuesday?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Just here to make friends.
I don't know what to believe, man. I don't know what to believe now. All right, so,
anytime, baby. Yeah.
Russ just sneaks himself in there. All right, so this is unfortunately a bit of on the darker side, but it came from the great mind of James. He kind of helped me out with here, so I just preface that. A Miami-Dade police director was, I don't know if you guys heard this, he was critically injured after police say he shot himself in the head following a dispute with his wife. Seems like the only thing that this police director had trouble directing was his marriage, and we will pass it on, so I'll have a reverse whistle on that.
I've seen someone tell a joke and then apologize for
it. Well, you obviously haven't seen my
ads. Many times.
Apologizing for my material. Thanks for telling them I wrote
many
it.
Many times.
It's true. Sharks are videoed attacking bundles of cocaine in the Gulf and are going in frenzies, and they are now addicted to the coke, and they're seeking out the bundles in the water. Police are just following them to find it, you guys. Yeah, they would rather get hooked on blow then get hooked on a pole. And they asked, when the sharks said, they were quoted when asked, the sharks said, stop calling us blowfish.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, sharks on cocaine, it's like a different version of street sharks. You remember street sharks? Yeah. Anybody?
Yeah. Remember,
it's already a movie.
Yeah. That was an obscure 90s show. I don't know.
Tuesday's night wasn't that great, man. Right, you guys? Tuesday's show?
I wasn't there. Wasn't my Tuesday great. Was objectively pretty good.
I hadn't seen
good,
a room that quiet since the first Sunday school class at Notre Dame after the fire church, the church fire. Sorry.
Oh. At least you had comedians. Yeah. I had none in mine.
That happened to us once. Back to Robin.
Okay, a 150-foot-long bologna sandwich was unveiled at a fair in central Pennsylvania. A 150-foot bologna sandwich. The estimated cost was $3.35.
Why? Who likes bologna? No one likes a little bit of bologna.
I like bologna just fine.
I like it.
My bologna has a first name.
M-A-N and Y. My bologna has a second name. It's A-V-I-L-L.
R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
All right. Carl's Russell. She's a woman from Alabama. The woman went. She said she went missing for 2 days after telling 911 that she found a stranded toddler. She later admitted that she was not kidnapped and she did not see a young child on the side of the highway. Mm-hmm. And she's now facing serious charges for these lies. When interviewed, the prosecutor said, "Man, I haven't seen this many lies since the last presidential debate."
The temperature today, you guys, was 99 degrees. And the feels like temperature today was 190 degrees. But it gaff about the temp's feelings, you guys. I am, however, have 99 problems, but the temp's feeling ain't one. IDGAF. IDGAF is a IDGAF, right?
It's a gas.
Dozens of illegal immigrants were found working and living in horrible conditions in a California pot plant. One worker described it as, it's like working in Amazon, but being super high.
Doesn't sound like too much of a bad deal.
Well, some Florida residents are complaining about the sinkholes here in Florida. Some of them think that they deserve a double red flag and maybe a lifeguard in some, but the current it even has a tide, they say.
All right, Michael Jordan goes viral in a video yesterday, you guys, for breaking up a fight between two celebrities. The viral video had, what's his name here? WAC 100 and Charleston. Some guy named Charleston? Charleston White?
Yep.
Yeah, Jordan broke up the fight. Like he was breaking another NBA record. Whack Charleston 100 times before Jordan said he had to get involved because they were goading him on. Get it? Because he's the goat.
Goat.
Yeah. Jordan, baby. Sinead O'Connor dies at 56. Now she can sing Nothing Compares to You to the Pope in person in hell. What else did I have for you? I guess that's it. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah. This week in history, I've got the This Week in History news. This week in history, July 27th, from the past. July 27th, 1921. Scientists successfully isolate insulin. The next day, pharmacy companies decide to make the cost so expensive for most diabetics. That's actually sad.
Biden appoints his first female Joint Chief of Admiral, Lisa Franchetti. First female appointed, you guys, ever. Yeah, I'm super upset because you didn't choose me. Because I'm the king of joints. My joint, man. My joint, man. That's our show for today. Stand up for news. Woo-hoo. Stand up for news. By my joint, man. It'll make the pain go away. Just spray it right on. Pain's all gone. My joint, man. My joint, man. Next week is a one-hour show from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. next week, you guys. 1 hour from now on. Catch you later.
All right. Great show, guys.